In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is open to all people, and you know that. Jesus is always open-minded when it comes to people. So he was open to tax collectors even. He was open to prostitutes. He was open to Pharisees. He was open to lepers, Samaritans. He was open to the demon-possessed, the blind, the lame. And in our gospel reading today, he was open to deaf mutes. But that is key. He was always open to people, to love and forgive them. And we then, we follow Jesus, right, in all we do. We are to be open to people as well. We are open to men, to women, to children, to all races, to all languages. We are open to all sinners, be they addicts, be they gossipers, thieves, murderers, terrorists. We are always open to people. Now, that doesn't mean, though, that people were always open to Jesus. You remember that, right? Sin closes people. And sin closed many people to Jesus, like some of the Pharisees, for example. Their sin of pride and hypocrisy left them closed. They weren't open to him. They wouldn't believe in him. So when people closed themselves off to Jesus, he may not sound open to them. He may sound a little gruff with them, like this from Matthew 23. "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! For you clean the outside of the cup and the plate, but inside you're full of greed and self-indulgence." But don't misunderstand that. Jesus was always open to them. They weren't open to him. And this is what sin does. This is half of my theme for you this morning that I hope you will take to heart, that sin closes us. It closes us to other people and it closes us to God. For example, if you ever wonder why there's a particular person that you can't seem to love, and you can't seem to be kind to them, or you're always having a hard time with them, you can't forgive them, can't love them, well, we know what's going on. It's your sin. Because that's what sin does. It always closes us to people. Now, it doesn't mean we're always going to be best friends with everyone. But if you are hating someone and not forgiving them, rest assured, that's sin. That's what sin does. So, St. Augustine, many, many years ago, and then Martin Luther took it from him, they had a perfect way of describing this condition, what sin does to us. And they called it being curved inward on yourself. So literally, like you are hunched over at the waist, curved in, looking at your belly button. That's exactly the picture. Okay? All you can see is yourself. So we kind of have a little way for you to picture this today. I put it on the sermon insert. Our modern example of this is, when are we doing this? Our cell phones, right? Cell phones can be a perfect example of being curved inward on ourselves. And I'll talk about that more a little bit later. But this is what sin does. Now, you can't have a better picture of this than going back and looking at Adam and Eve, because it's so descriptive. It makes it so clear, this effect of how sin curves us inward on ourselves. So before Adam and Eve sinned, as you all know, they weren't curved inward, but they were always looking outward. So Adam and Eve, they were perfect without sin, so they loved each other and they loved God. There wasn't this curving inward. They weren't always concerned about their own pleasure. See, that's the big word today, right? It's always about our pleasure. You can't get in the way of anybody's pleasure. But Adam and Eve weren't concerned about it. They wanted to please each other and please God. And we know this. Genesis is very descriptive. It says they were both naked and they were not ashamed. Well, why? Because they weren't curved inward. They weren't looking at themselves. Adam wasn't going over to the mirror saying, oh, no, I don't look good today. Right? Eve, neither. They weren't concerned about that because they were only concerned about one another. Well, you know, the story, sin comes. And now two very important details that Genesis gives us that change. The first thing that happens when they eat the fruit is they see they're naked. That's not a coincidence. Sin comes in and all of a sudden, oh, they look at themselves. And what do they? They go sew fig leaves because now I've got to now we have to protect ourselves from one another. Then the second thing that happens is they hear God coming and they hide from him. Now, not only were they close to each other, now they're close to God. Now they're afraid of him. And that's what sin does. It closes us off, not only to one another, but also to God. So I said I'd talk a little bit more about the phones. Just a little thing. This is an especially dangerous side, see, to social media. It's why not only Christians, but all kinds of people are starting to say we should be careful with social media. Because this nature of our sin that wants to curve inward on ourselves, social media just amplifies that. It can't help it. That's kind of what it's made to do. So Facebook, Instagram, you know, Snapchat, Twitter, they're all built around the idea of looking at yourself. So you make a page, right, that's all about you. And then you study it. How many friends do I have? How many followers? How many likes have I gotten? How many retweets? See, it's all curved inward. And then whenever we're around other people, I know you've all noticed this, some of you talked to me about it, in places where you used to talk to other people, instead it's uncomfortable, so we just curve inward, we just look at our phones. You know, who's texting me, or who's emailed me, who's on my calendar, what's on my calendar, what's in my news feed. Now, I'll make sure to say, to preface my, I don't think social media is the devil or it's all bad, but this is a side of it. And we should be aware of it, as many people are starting to tell us we should be. This is what sin does. It's always this curving inward, closing us off. Now, Jesus, he met many sinners during his ministry who were closed. So to give you a quick rundown, Nicodemus, the Pharisee, he was closed to Jesus. He came at night because he didn't want anybody to see him. Jesus opened him up. Or the woman at the well, you remember her? She had 5 husbands and she was currently living with her boyfriend. Jesus opened her up. Remember how standoffish she was? She didn't want to talk to Jesus, but he opened her up. Martha was so distracted with her own self and her reputation. She was so busy serving. Jesus opened her up. Or Zacchaeus, the tax collector who stole from everyone to make himself rich. Jesus opened him up. That's what he does. Today in our gospel reading is a man who's deaf and mute. He's closed. Now, not in the sense that he was like punished because he had sinned, so God made him deaf and mute. No, nothing like that. But he's closed in the sense that this world is broken by sin and his ears don't work. And that's a closing off. He was kept from other people. He couldn't hear them. He couldn't talk to them. That's what happens in a broken, sinful world. We're closed off from each other. So they beg Jesus to lay his hand on the man. I know many of you have friends and family that don't believe in Christ. They are closed off. And you don't know what to do. And it you worry about them very much. Well, one little thing I'll tell you, one little side note to this reading. Do what these friends and family did. They begged. That's what we do. We pray and pray and pray and beg God to open their hearts. That's what we did. Or that's what they did, excuse me. And Jesus does more than just lay his hand on the guy. He takes his fingers. Now, you know, I'm sure you've heard this reading before. You notice how graphic it is, right? Jesus sticks his fingers in the man's ears. If somebody did that to you, you know, let's be honest, you wouldn't like it too much. Jesus sticks his fingers in his ears, and then, to make it much worse, spits on his finger and puts it on the man's tongue. Jesus is up close and personal. Now, I say you wouldn't like that. However, when do you not mind when somebody puts their puts things in your ears and in your mouth when you're at the doctor. And Jesus is the great doctor, the greatest doctor. And when he does it, we're not going to mind. He puts his fingers in the guy's ears and mouth and looks up to heaven and says, "Be opened." The good doctor, Jesus, our Savior, opens ears. And that's what he's doing to you right now. Right now. The Word of God is touching your eardrums, rattling your ears. That's the finger of God working, creating faith in you, in Jesus. Paul says, we heard it today, faith comes from hearing, right here. Hearing through the Word of Christ. That's what Jesus is literally doing, touching ears. And then, more than that, he touches your tongue with his very body and blood in the bread and wine. So our tongues that before had a speech impediment, you know, instead of blessing God, we curse, now they're loosed to praise God, to thank him, and to bless one another. That's how up close and personal Jesus is with us, touching our ears, touching our mouths. So you've been opened. Now, one last thing I would like to say this morning. It is sad that often today people say that Christians are close-minded. And we as Christians, we say, oh, why do they say that? Jesus is open to all people, right? Why are we coming off so close-minded? Well, we can understand why people initially might think that, because that's a trick of the devil. It's a lie. But in fact, I'd like to tell you that Christians are the most open-minded people of everyone in the world. And this is why. It's a fact. Christians know that every single person in the world, in the entire world, every person is valuable and precious and important. There is no one anywhere for whom Jesus is closed. Now, you will not find that in any other worldview anywhere in the world, in any other religion, nowhere. Every other worldview says some people are more equal than other people. But not Christianity. All people are equal. All people are loved. Women are equal and loved. Children are equal and loved. All races are equal and loved. The elderly and the sick are equal and loved. Those with mental illness are equal and loved. Those who are deaf-mute are equal and loved. Those who are still living in their mother's womb are equal and loved. Those with disabilities are equal and loved. Those who don't fit gender stereotypes are equal and loved. All people. You will not find that. Look at the other worldviews of the world and see where they lead. They don't lead there. So Christians, be opened. Jesus is sticking his fingers into your ears with his holy word. He's touching your tongue with his body and blood. He is uncurving you, making you stand upright and straight so that you can love your neighbor and love God. So be open. Be open to God, to hear his word, to pray to him, and be open to others around you, to listen to them, to talk to them, to encourage them, to invite them with you to come and visit the good doctor. And let no one say then that Christians are closed-minded, because we follow Christ, the one who is open to all. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.